You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network, your number one listening station around the globe. Thanks so much for tuning in, making this the home for you every night of the week, every day of the week. It doesn't matter what it is. We got something going on. Check us out. Check us out. Check us out. And some of our shows are coming back here really, really soon. So you definitely want to take a look at our website, which is www.wetalkradio.com. That's WeTalkRadio.com. WeTalkRadio.com, the number one listening station around the globe. Listen, we are trying to infiltrate every single home so that we can be heard everywhere. Tell somebody about us. Shout out to Dubai for tuning in tonight. Truly appreciate all the love from around the globe. No matter where you are, we appreciate it. Let's see here. We are going to have a good time tonight. We got hot topics. We might get to those tonight. I don't know. But it's a groovy night to me. I'm looking forward to having some fun and chilling out with you. We have definitely an incredible word for the of the day for you, so you don't want to miss that. Of course, every single radio show, we're going to be giving out a keyword. Tonight's keyword is going to be given out in just a little bit, so be ready. What is that keyword for? Well, listen, that keyword is very important because every radio show this month, we're going to be giving out a keyword. And you're going to take that keyword and write it down whenever you hear it. But the key is to get all the keywords from all of the radio shows. And all this week, we're going to be giving out a keyword. And if you get all those keywords at the end of the week, after Sunday's show, after the Shine Lord radio show on Sunday night at 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, you're going to send an email to wetalkradio.com. And once you send that email to wetalkradio.com, then what you're going to do is you're going to that email actually is going to be consist of the keywords of the day plus your email. You're going to go to We Talk Radio, go to the Contact Us tab, and you're going to put all that information in, all right? Go put your email in, put in all of the keywords for the night, and you're definitely going to be able to enjoy some incredible and amazing funds because guess what? We're giving out $100 every week, and at the end of the month, we're going to be giving out $500 for the person who has all the keywords. Remember to turn those keywords in. You got to go to wetalkradio.com, go to the Contact Us tab, enter in all of your information right there, and you'll be able to enjoy that $100 because the very first person that sends in all those keywords is going to win $100. Remember, at the end of the month, keep all the keywords and you'll win $100. What up, Big Joe? How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. How about yourself?
I am absolutely wonderful. We got Hot Topic panelists in the building. Big Joe, of course, he hosts Mind, Body, and Soul Radio on Saturdays at 6 p.m. this Saturday. He has an extraordinary guest by the name of Hill Street Soul. That's right, an incredible soul artist. Is I'm telling you, extraordinaire. It is going to be absolutely amazing. Super excited about that, real talk. So, going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about that interview on Saturday.
So am I.
I know you're excited. Yeah, tell us about it.
I am. She's come a long way. I've been really getting into her music all day today. And she is, it's just going to be really, really good. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
I'm excited. I really am excited. Also, Patty Smiley in the building with us. He'll be, actually, he's in the building, but he's not near the microphone right now. So once he gets mic'd up, we'll get him live and on time with us tonight. We're going to enjoy some more music. We're going to come back with some hot topics. We're going to talk to Big Joe. We're going to talk to T. Smiley. It's a lot going on right now. I mean, a whole lot of stuff going on right now. We're going to talk about it here in just a few minutes. Y'all hang tight. We'll be back with more of this incredible show, the After the Lights Go Out radio show, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Body cold. And I'm sold, and my clothes
cost me clothes.
Life for the party.
Party,
always get it started. And I sold, and I sold. I'm independent, got my own, got my own. And I can catch up if I want, if I want. Body cold, rough. And I'm sold, and I sold. And my clothes
cost me.
December cold, walk by, feel a trap. Got my own cash. I don't need no nigga. Only thing I need is a bag. Hood and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Popping like a Thule. You ain't popping, need to cool it. Cash with my jeweler. Why you suck? You looking stupid. When it, why they losing? Get them niggas cause they choosing. Diamonds on me and they dance just like Chris. Pockets heavy, got me walking with a limp. I'm a budget copper boy and take a trip. Give me shoes and on my feet, they cost a grip. Life for the party.
Party,
always get it started. And I sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold.
Slow.
I'm independent, got my own. And I can catch up if I want to.
Get
a body cold, rough. And I'm sold, Buzzy. And I sold,
Buzzy.
And my clothes
cost me.
December cold, walk by, feel a trap. No booty smack, don't need a lot of that. I'm my own boss and I got my own cash. I need a bag. Good and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Popping like
Listen, this is not a kid show, but we're about to put the glam. I'm putting my glam baby in the bed, but she wanted to say goodnight. Say goodnight.
No, I want to see
it. She don't want to say goodnight because she don't want to go to bed. She just told the truth, y'all. We'll be right back. We'll be right. She want to play. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show right after this.
I'm waiting for her.
I think I just need to kiss her goodbye. So baby, bring it over tonight. Don't get caught in your head. These words will keep them lifted. I'm feeling like the first time we met, but I know this is good as it gets. We know we have no more. So baby, we can take it slow. You, the only one got me stuck.
Back then, back when nobody else was around. Who had your back when back then everything was beating you down? Passion, action, that was the only way a nigga stay round. Fashion, flashing, had you suited up from your head to the ground. Beat it up, told you I'm on the way, so you heat it up. Said you don't wanna go too fast, so ease it up. Didn't think you would wanna go freezing up. Out of gate with all, out of gate shots. I would've gave you a park, key to the house, key to the car. Then we could take it too far. I would've gave you my heart. But it's a long shot now, we can't get along not now. Too late to start over back, how? Blood, sweat, tears, no foul. How did things go so south? So tired of trying to figure out these games.
Amazing After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. I'm your girl, Kia D. Of course, as always, holding it down with me tonight is two of my favorite radio personalities. One of them is here with me right now. Shout out to the incredible T. Smiley, host of the Cave radio show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, T. Smiley, hanging out with Kia D. Big Joe. After the lights go out, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up? And, of course, the incredible Mr. Big Joe of the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show. What's up, Big Joe?
Hey, 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 everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Super fabulous, super fabulous. We're going to get to this special word of the day here in a minute. But I want to talk about some hot topics, some crazy stuff that's going on right now in the streets. Like right now, of course, we know that Dallas, Fort Worth, all of Texas is basically shut down. There was a Texas mayor. I want to start with this. A Texas mayor right here in our grand old state. Everything is big in Texas, right? A Texas mayor decided that he was really sick and tired of people asking for help due to it being so cold here in Texas, and it being so cold that, you know, when your house floods, you know, people are sending in pictures. When your house floods, that the rain, that the flood water that's coming in is freezing on the inside of your house because it's so cold inside of your house. And so a lot of people are suffering right now. They're 58 hours plus. They've been without electricity and heat and water. That means no showers. Shout out to any woman who is on their having their monthly thing going on. That is, especially in these times right now, I'm feeling for y'all. And that's real talk. Shout out to anybody who just needs a shower right now. You know, people who just need some water. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, on top of all that, Big Joe, we just got word today that some of the water here is not even safe to drink. It's not even safe to drink. We're in a position right now where some of the water has parasites in it.
We have to boil our water first.
That's right.
We have been put on a boil water.
Got to boil it all, bro. Got to boil it all. You know, real talk, I didn't talk about this much yesterday. Big Joe, I think I did actually talk to you yesterday. T. Smiler knew about this. A couple other people knew. I got sick yesterday. You remember I was telling you that I got sick and I couldn't stop throwing up? And I told you I thought it was one thing. And it actually was that I had drunk some of the water because I made a
It was the parasites from the water.
And it was the parasites from the water that got me so sick. So before we even knew about the parasites in the water, I was drinking it in my coffee I got sick all day yesterday, so I couldn't even really eat or drink anything yesterday. I'm trying to hold meetings. My team is probably listening to this right now, like, because shout out to Leanne, who I literally had a meeting with and literally told Leanne at least six times, hey, Leanne, let me call you right back, because I was about to throw up, and I did not want to I didn't want to cancel this meeting. I had pushed it back a couple times. I needed to have it, and I pushed through. Do you hear me? Shout out to Leanne, who probably, she knows now, but she did not know then what was going on. I'm sure she probably was like, what is happening over there? I kept saying, Leanne, let me call you right back. Give me 5 minutes, call you right back. I mean, just insanity. It was horrible. So, yes, I felt the wrath of that all day yesterday. It was horrible. So shout out to anybody who actually has experienced this water. I understand what Flint, Michigan went through, not even to the full extent. I just had it for one day, and we've only had it for one day, and they experienced this for a very long time, over an extended period of time, having, you know, just whatever it was. I don't know what it was in Flint's water. What was that, parasites?
I thought it was chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Chemicals, that's right. It was chemicals in the water. Yeah, chemicals. So, I mean, it's been crazy. You know, people are just having to do some different things in order to survive. One Texas mayor, I can't remember the city exactly. If one of y'all remember that, that'd be great. But one Texas mayor said that people were being ungrateful and that he was sick of people asking for help. And basically they needed to stop being lazy, get up off their bums, and do something about it, because, quote unquote, only the strong will survive in this situation. Big Joe, T. Smiley, I want to get y'all's opinion on that, because I know both of y'all heard about that particular situation. Talk to me about that. How y'all feeling about that? Big Joe, I'll start with you.
That's funny. I mean, not funny, ha-ha, but I mean, it is very funny that someone of power, someone that you're looking for help, would tell you, hey, only the strong would survive. And it's just a little ice storm. You know, it's just something small. I guess that's what they see. Not seeing the big picture. You have infants, possibly, without lights, without electricity, toddlers, kids, elderly. Hell, even if you're a regular age or a young person or a, you know, if you're not considered an elder, right now the temperature is 32 degrees right now. If you haven't had any electricity for a few days, I'm sure it's really, really, really cold in your house. To say only the strong will survive. Wow. No class. No help. No nothing. I mean, that's just like a slap in the face, especially if the person you're talking to is of age. Can't get around that good. Can't get to some of these safe havens, warm zones. It's just crazy.
Yeah, for real. It's crazy. Real talk. You know, even the elderly, if, you know, you're thinking about people with, like, oxygen tanks and stuff like that. T. Smiley, like, you know, I know you've been in that industry for a very long time. What is it that people can do if they don't have electricity in their homes for now, some of them over 58 hours? What is it that they can do in order to survive during this crisis?
Well, you know, it's crazy. I called one of my old coworkers, and I was just asking him, you know, like, what was going on? How are they doing? And you know, right now he said it's kind of crazy that it's like they're like the rescue line, but they doing everything they can do right now as far as dealing with the tanks and all that. I believe they said they have to go up to the actual place to get the tanks, because the trucks are not delivering because it's been so bad. And then, you know, with power, people power stuff going out, they have to go to wherever they're telling you these hemp sites are, these warming sites or wherever you can get in to get electricity so you can use your oxygen or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, some of them have to relocate. Some of them have to just, you know, do the best they can. I mean, that's all they can do.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That's tough. Big Joe, what does it look like in Fort Worth right now as it pertains to the ground? I know you've been hitting the streets. Is it drivable out there now? You know, are they at home? Are they driving?
You have a lot of people on the road. You have a lot of jobs that have opened back up and are making people come back to work. Today was not bad. The problem might be tonight with everything. A lot of the freeways where you were able to get on, a lot of the freeways, a lot of the side streets that people didn't necessarily travel on was still covered in ice. But the major highways were pretty good, which would be good for today. The question is, in a few hours, once the temperature drops, we're going back to, it'll be back frozen, it'll be back ice. So just stay careful, be careful. Those of you that have to go to work, be careful. Take your time.
You know, I have a sister, she, I was talking to her today, and she's actually been there stuck in the house over in Forney. The power been out since, I think, Monday night around 2, and it's been going off and on, and then finally, I think she said late last night, the power came back on, but she left today going to work. She works all the way over in Dallas, off of what, over by Medical City in Dallas.
About
35-minute drive or so. She left at 4. She left a little after 4 o'clock, and she got there, like, a little before 6 tonight. So, you know, the driving safety, all that, you know, y'all stay safe out there, man. If you got to drive slow and somebody else want to drive fast, that's fine. Let them go past you. Yesterday, I was taking my kids home, and I was going about 20. I think the highest I got was like 25 miles an hour, but you know I couldn't go faster than that, you know, or else you're gonna slide, you're gonna slip and slide, or you're gonna get stuck or whatever the case may be. But luckily, you know, I got them safe home and then got back, so you know it was all good. But yeah, again, once it you know melts and then refreezes, you know we got to deal with more ice than snow now and then. You know, it's just going to get crazier from here. But, you know, I think tomorrow is supposed to warm up. So, who knows?
Yeah, hopefully it'll start melting on down tomorrow. I know it all won't be gone tomorrow, but hopefully it'll start melting down tomorrow and people can start. I don't know. I don't even want people to get out. I want people to stay in as much as they can. But anyway, let's talk about who went to Cancun? Was it our mayor or our governor? Somebody went to Cancun literally while we're in this crisis right now. Ted Cruz, Senator, our senator, our great old senator, Ted Cruz. He said he wants to ensure his safety and that he has full warmth. And so he went to, you know, Cancun. This is the deal. If you got money to leave, you know, hop on a plane and go. If you got the means to get out of here, get on out of here, right? But you're a leader. And you left your people knowing we're in a crisis, an electricity crisis, and you left your people. T. Smiley was telling me earlier we were seconds away from a month, and I heard it on the news the other day, you know, where ERCOT actually came on the news and they were actually speaking. They looked frazzled. They looked stunned. They said that, you know, the Monday night or Sunday night, something like that, I think it was Sunday night, you know, something happened down at the power plant at ERCOT, the whatever it busted or something happened, the generator busted or whatever. And so that's why these, of course, with the weather being the way it is, of course, as well, that's why that happened. And, of course, these, you know, extended power outages, of course, happened because that generator blew or whatever it was. And then they were saying that we were, of course, seconds away from having months-long blackouts due to everything that was going on. So, and our great senator decides to up and leave and go to freaking Cancun. Like, we all didn't want to go to just Cancun. Like, are you serious? So whoever voted for him, you know, I don't wish anything bad on you. I pray that you're safe and warm, but I pray that you definitely take a look the next time you go down to the voting polls and remember this right here, because this right here is extremely important. Like, we'll talk. The man that we needed left us in time of need. Not that he could have put us all in his house, but, I mean, why not? If you got people outside cold and you got a house big enough, you let them come in. I'll tell you another thing. It's churches in Oklahoma didn't open up their doors, but a weed shop did. Shout out to that weed shop that said, listen, we're going to let these people come in. Real talk. It's sad.
And get comfortable and relax. Come chill.
And get warm.
Come smoke with us.
Is that what they said, T Smiley? Come smoke with us.
Come smoke.
That's
with
what
us.
I was about to ask. I was about to ask, okay, now what happened when they ran out of firewood? What did they throw on the
they threw on that pound. Everybody finna go to sleep good. We got a store next door, we got all snacks you need. Little Debbie's, Mountain Gatorade, water,
oh,
Dr.
Funny.
Pepper, hot
funny.
Cheetos, popcorn.
You know all the snacks, don't you? You forgot my Lay's, Doritos.
Your Lay's,
kind.
Your Lay's, your Doritos, the red kind. We talking about snacks on there, y'all.
Listen, snacks, everybody, somebody right now wish they had some snacks. Trust me, because the stores are empty. Let's talk about the store shelves. Big Joe, have you been to the store lately?
I saw some tumbleweeds just rolling around. When
Bro, listen.
Now, it is horrible. It is horrible.
It was bad,
your favorite snacks, all your favorite chips are gone.
Everything. It was about as bad as COVID. When COVID hit, when we emptied the stores out back then, like it was just that bad. Uh-oh, say that again, Big Joe.
I said like we emptied out the stores with the toilet paper.
Yep, that was it. That was it. Real talk. It was sad, man. It was sad. It was bad. But We got what we needed. We didn't get regular milk. We got almond milk. We just made some adjustments, you know. Couldn't get the regular kind. Had to get the light kind for some stuff. You know, it's all good, you know. Listen, we made do. We made do. A shout out to my son-in-law who thought he was picking up some steaks and actually got pork chops. So, you know, he was wondering why they were so cheap. But, you know, it was all good. You know, you can't get steaks for $3, bro. What is you thinking? You know, you really thought you got the steaks for $3? If you thought the steaks were $3, you should have left them there. But shout out to my son-in-law for the steak / pork chop. I'm just saying, it's been a good week. I was blessed with hot water. I was blessed with light, electricity. You know, and everybody wasn't.
Did you hear me? I said,
uh-uh.
I said they were pork steaks.
They were pork steaks. Already. Yeah, man, it's been crazy this week. Y'all got any more news stories? I know, Big Joe, you have literally been lighting me up with stuff from around the globe, like literally. I don't want to miss a thing. I don't tonight want to talk about, there was one you sent me, I want to graze over it. I don't really want to dive into it, but there was a college football star that actually took a little infant baby girl, 8-month-old, for a ride, you know, told the mom of the child, hey, I'm gonna take her for a ride. Took her for a ride, brought her back. The little girl was unresponsive. She was barely breathing, gasping for air. She had lacerations and bruises and stuff all over her neck and body. She later died, eight months old. She later died. He has, of course, been charged with murder and sexual assault of this 8-month-old. Like, people are sick. It's not just coronavirus time. He's just a sick individual, because if he had a girlfriend there, you know, she was available to do some things. If not, go down the street to your nearest corner store, because there's somebody everywhere. Trust me, you ain't got to be touching on no babies. It is what it is. Anyways, and I don't promote promiscuity or hookers. I'm just saying, there's some everywhere. Anyways, Big Joe, you did have some more stories that you wanted to discuss. One on Herschel Walker. He tells the Congress that Black Americans shouldn't get reparations. We're going to talk about that on Monday. But I did want to put that there. Herschel Walker, according to this article, tells Congress that Black Americans should not get reparations. We're going to talk about that Monday. So y'all make sure y'all call in to the Kia the Unplugged show Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't know if T. Smiley or Big Joe will be discussing that on their show as well, but they may. And definitely great conversation there. As well as a teacher, and I want you to talk about this one, Big Joe. A teacher actually claimed that slaves weren't abused and the N-word isn't a racial slur. Big Joe, fill us in on that particular story.
You got a teacher that is a AP, I believe it was an AP government course.
Yep.
And she told the teacher, she told the students that slave masters did not abuse their slaves, and that the, I got to pull it up real quick. And not only did they not abuse their slaves, but they were, the N-word was not a racial slur. It means ignorant or stupid. This was all caught on tape. A student recorded her saying all of this after he had some, he laughed about it and had some comments, and she basically told him that if he didn't like the way the conversation was going, he needed to get out the class. This was AP class, and they should be able to discuss things openly. So he recorded the rest of the conversation and uploaded it to TikTok. And now they're having a whole investigation about the situation. She
wow.
said, and to be, and to quote, she told the, she threatened the student, threatened to kick him out of class, and she warned, and she told the class, claiming that she wanted to have an honest conversation about it. That's what I want. That's why we're here in AP for. Advanced placement is for telling our kids, our students, that slavery, the slave master was not abusive, and the N-word is not a racial slur.
So if the slave master was not abusive, if the slave master was not abusive,
as many photos as we have seen from slaves' backs, where they have been tied to a tree and beat with a whip. But they haven't been abused.
I'm speechless. So how did right? So how did how? I guess and I'm sure you did mention. Did you mention the part? I'm sorry. Did you mention the part about the young person who was actually trying to rebuttal against or ask questions? Not even rebuttal. Just ask questions, possibly. And they were shut down?
Yes. Let me get to it. There was a student. Who tried to speak out. And when a, and I'm sorry. And when a student that was recording the teacher started laughing and then proceeded to question the teacher about the lesson, the teacher threatened to kick the student out of class, claiming she wanted to have an honest conversation about it. That's what I want, and that's why we're here in AP4.
This is who's teaching our children. That's all I'm going to say. They have their own agenda and trying to push their agenda off on these children to lighten slavery. And slavery was a horrible time for African Americans, period, point blank. It was horrible. For you know, most of us didn't make it over. You know, the ones that came on the boat, a lot of those boats didn't come with the same amount of people. Most of the boats didn't come with the same amount of people. They were throwing babies, infants over. They were throwing mothers over. They were throwing women over. They were throwing men over. That people got sick on the way. They didn't make it all the way. It was horrible conditions that they were left in, riding for weeks and months at a time on a boat. So this ain't no week-long ride. This ain't no couple days. This is months on a boat. With horrible conditions, living in horrible conditions, barely eating. Well, if you're eating and drinking anything, I'm sure that's just all they're giving you is another lie. You're split and sold off to people that you don't know, and you have to go work on the land, never seeing your husband or children again, not to know where they're at. You mean to tell me that? Oh, come on, man. And that's just the scave over it. We can, man, listen.
It is amazing.
It's insane how anybody could say that, and if the school district does not get rid of her, that's a major problem. Like that's a major problem.
It is a lot.
Major problem.
But it should be a no-brainer.
It should be. Absolutely. Should be. Absolutely. I mean, I don't really know how to even account for that right now. I mean, I'm tripping. I'm tripping for several reasons. Something just really kind of tripped me and T Smiley up a little bit. That's all right, though. We're going to get over that. But, yeah, completely tripping about this particular situation here, because this young lady absolutely is. You know, I mean, again, she should definitely be fired. And, you know, there needs to be some better training. I don't even know what to say about that. Like, because the deal is there's so many other teachers who are teaching just like her. And you wonder why these kids come out of school completely confused. And you wonder why parents and you know, movements are saying we need African-American history in the schools. We need Hispanic American history in the schools. Like, it has to be in the schools properly, you know. And it's just sad. It's sad that it's come to that. But it's been like that. It just lets you know that we're still in those horrible times, because that's still how people think, you know. Still how people think.
Now, this brings me to a question. There was a young lady, and I can't remember what her name was. But there was a young lady who said that white America needs to have a history month as well, so that they can. So, and it was the other way around. So, and it was reflecting on how the African American man got here, slavery and the things that we did do here. We wouldn't have been here if we wasn't dragged here. But then there are studies that say that we were here from the beginning, which is amazing. I mean, it's completely amazing when you think about it. America is founded by people who ran away from slavery and then founded a new country, but on the backs of slaves.
Is her name, the young lady you're talking about right now? Her name is Amanda Ruffin. definitely would love to sit down and do a one-on-one interview with her. Big Joe, I know you want to do an interview with her too. Make it happen. Let's do this keyword for the day. T-Smile, would you like to do the keyword for the day? Y'all hanging out with us tonight and holding it down on the After the Lights time. It is truly, truly a blessing to be here with you tonight. It is, yes, it is absolutely amazing. Listen, we're hanging out and have a great time tonight. We're going to give you this incredible word. The word for today, write this word down. This is week three. Word for today is seven. Seven is the number. Seven is the word. S-E-V-E-N, seven. Write that number down. All week long, we've been giving out a keyword. For the past 2 weeks, we've given out a keyword on every single radio show. And you're going to take that word at the end of the week, and you're going to send it to us in an email. How do you send it to us in an email? Go to WeTalkRadio.com. You can go there right now. Right now. WeTalkRadio.com. We got a brand new website. I want you to check it out. I want you to take a look at it. Let us know how much you love it. Go to WeTalkRadio.com and go right there to the top of the website, and you'll be able to put in your information right there at the Contact Us tab. Right there at that Contact Us tab, you will put in your email. You'll put in all of the keywords from this week's show. And at the end of the week, the first person that emails all those words will win $100. So I will tell you the week here in just a little bit because I forgot her name, but I'll tell you here in a minute. And we don't have a week two winner just yet. We don't have a week two. You guys keep sending in those keywords, and whoever the first person is, send us all correct keywords, will win the $100 for the week. And the person that sends keywords for the entire month will win $500. So we are super duper excited about having a good time. We'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, man. All I want is for you to love me again. Like we going through the motions, making love with no emotion. It's like we roomies in the same crib, but this ain't where your heart lives. It's nothing like it used to be. Now your friends don't even know me. No, I was raised in our own house. Please tell me what it's all about. Is there someone else?
We don't get it like we used to.
Out to New Orleans. This is right forever, for always, for love. This is my boy Big Joe right here on We Talk Radio Network.
There was a time when I didn't have no one, didn't have no love. if I had the chance to love you again, I'd make your heart forget I was ever there. If we forget the past, I know this heart with joy, make you remember me only once for you. Yes, let's throw the bad memories out and make this the first day of forever. Wrong way.
Ooh. I held my breath and they dipped my head, then I came up shiny and new. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too, down by the river. All right. Growing up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my head, then I came up shiny and laid down my burden. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too.
They laid my granddad
by the river.
Walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too. Cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags. I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my head, and I came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friends for
two. Oh, baby.
I want this to last forever.
perfect, but you're perfect to me. Fuck been asleep, you're a dream, I need you. So we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
Thank you.
I'm about to take it back, but we about to turn it up. I'm about to take it back, but we about to turn it up. Hey! After the lights go out, We Talk Radio Network in the building. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah!
Yes, sir. 36 Mafia featuring UGK up in this junk. You about to sip on this scissor. It's gonna be a whole lot of sipping it up, pouring it up, drinking it up. Going on around here in the year 66, 61. Boy, y'all know how we do it. Now pour it on up. We're going down.
Sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip. Sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip. Sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip. Sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissor. Sip, sipping on some sip.
I'm real, working the wheel, a pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope fiends higher than the Goodyear blimp. We eat so many shrimp, I got iodine poisoning. Make me sick with all that tension and bargaining. You say that you a boss, I ain't believing it. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari kit. Take that monkey shit off, you embarrassing us. I got the red from Mr. Bean, thick orange and yellow stuff. Hydrocodone on the hands-free phone. The 84 chrome on them blades, 20-inch chrome. If you got 16, you can get a visor. I'm choking on that dough, just sweet and sipping on that scissor.
Some boys scared to flown it. Some boys, they want it. Some boys, they jonin', but I be messed up for bonin'. Roll with the mafia sick, and we ain't about that bullet. If we gon' get high, we gon' get high, and we gon' house a trick. Two boys all at the mouth, two boys all at the back. And plus that surf album playing, man, hard all night, and she cool with that. She popped a little egg and drank on some orange juice. And soon as she thought she was freaking, she done got super loose. Suckers coming by three systems, all the surfers like Dr. Goose. All that won't it get blown, and she on that egg and the two to fruit. $40 for just 1 ounce, tussin' Nexus, I whisper now. They been sipping and dipping and tripping, man, I'm about all out. Sipping on some scissors, sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissors, sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissors, sip, sipping on some sip, sipping on some scissors, sip, sipping on some sip.
People always asking me, me the 36 high on that, rolling on them X pills, stuttering, pop, pop, pack, what a that ain't like that, we need that night, grill or slow me down, something that keep me eating. Nothing like that yellow better, hey, you're itching, man. Talking like, what's up, fool? Vocal cords sounding lame. In my days, all we did was cheap out on a quarter pound. Gonna put some eyes off us, this is knock you down. Knock you out, make you fall asleep when you're on them wheels. Ain't no doubt, hit me when I beat for this week. Once again, on my wicked high, gotta have that drink. Yeah, my nigga, he know I feel like I'm gon' bang.
Tell me what you know about Frank Nito and Young Guido. Paul and Vito, we play a tune that's sweeter than Pedito. With my 3-6, pulling up in my Southern Credo. Quick, fast, we'll put it on your like John Vito. Cause you frontin' rap singers, be creamin' like a singer. You ain't from the manger, boy, but you get the middle finger. Hum danger, rum drinker, occasionally take your to the tilly and be a slanger. When Big Bun come danger, ring your alarm. Sexy thing on my arm, cup of drink in my palm. And that crazy sh** trippin' on some skinny, something that's wholesome. Florida the Folsom, for the most I'm steady sippin' on some. Sippin' on some scissors,
sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors.
That was fun. Super fun. Welcome back Welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. You can check us out every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. That's our website, brand new website, super fun. Go check us out. We would love to have you there. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter under We Talk Radio, and then on LinkedIn and YouTube, you can find us at We Talk Radio Network. We're also on Google and Yelp. Check us out under We Talk Radio Network. Listen, also at our website, you can check out our team members, all that good stuff right there on our website. Beautiful place to be. So make sure you go check it out, www.wetalkradio.com, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Super duper excited to have you here with us tonight. And thanks for hanging out. We truly, truly appreciate it. All over the globe, you have said this is your number one spot. This is the number one place to be, and I truly appreciate the love. Again, go check out our brand new website. You can check out our store, actually that's coming soon, our blogs, our radio shows, our podcasts from the past. You can check out all that good stuff. So go to our website, check all that stuff out, and you'll be able to see who we are and what we do. I'm going to ask, of course, the incredible and amazing Mr. T. Smiley to close us out in prayer tonight. Mr. Smiley, do you mind doing that for us tonight?
Don't mind. Ooh, excuse me. Father God, we thank you just for waking us up this morning, God, to a day that was a promise to us, God. We thank you for just covering us all this week, God, keeping us safe and warm, God. We ask if you could just to be with the ones that's without water, God, without power, God. We ask that you just comfort them in a time of need, God. Meet the needs of the people, God, out there that don't have, God. We ask that you just be with them, God. Touch their hearts, touch their minds. Be with the workers that's out there working hard to make everything back to normal, get everything going, God. We give your name all the honor and praise that is due unto you. Meet us back here on Saturday morning on the Cave radio show right here with your boy T. Smiley and the Caveman. Then right after that, check us out again at 6 p.m. with Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this incredible and amazing show, the Kia D Unplugged show. The After the Lights Go Out radio show. I host too many shows right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, check us out on our social media platforms. We like us, love us, share us, all that good stuff. Let somebody know that all this month we're going to be doing a drawing for everyone who gets an ad. You'll have the ability to be in a drawing for everybody who purchases an ad on We Talk Radio Network. You'll have the ability to be in a drawing, and all of the people who are in that drawing will have an opportunity to win $100. So it's an exciting time to buy an ad right here on We Talk Radio. We are here to talk, listen, and take action. So we thank you again for tuning in to this incredible show, the After the Lights Go Out radio show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Close to your loving.
What if you were the reason someone smiled today? What if someone looked at your smile and was completely infected with the smile syndrome? Author Lisa L. Dalton has created a pathway to help you find peace within while helping others smile too. Author Lisa L. Dalton is a profound inspirational speaker, educator, and fitness instructor that has a passion to help make every day count and make life a little sweeter. Find author Lisa L. Dalton online at findingpeacewithin.org and start your new journey to peace today.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.